Good morning, or is it afternoon yet? I don't know. I'm just saying I'm honored to be selected during the Black History Month. I think this is the first time that I've ever done anything during Black History Month, but I did go on the March of Washington. So I was there, and it was the most awakening thing that happened to me because my parents and lots of elderly people were very afraid because I was taking my children, and it was free. It's a free bus from Harlem, and who's not going to take something that's free? Well, I learned that everything for free is not good, but this was good. My father used to tell me that everything that's for free, don't take it because it may not be good. Anyway, so I went on that, and the most beautiful thing about it was just as many white people and other people as blacks. And that made me not afraid. And it just, I always thought that at that time that all people were ignoring what was happening to African American people, black people. And then that taught me a lesson. And so just, my job here today is to talk about community and art. And first I wanted to thank Mo for doing the mural, the documentary. It was something that I did not want to do, but I did it, and I did it when I thought about the children that I work with, the children that are in my family, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and I thought about their future, and I said, maybe this can show people how what's happening with children and really look a little, see a little deeper of what children are going through and not look at them as bad children or children that won't succeed and look at their circumstances or why they can't succeed. I mean, the same thing happened to me. I was born in Harlem and the teachers were not teaching the children in Harlem or wherever we went. I mean, we weren't really learning. And I feel like I taught myself how to read. I used to love, I still do, I love going to the library. I love reading. I do a lot of reading, a lot of books, so I love reading. And now that the computer is out, I mean, I can get answers right away. You know, just Google your answers. So that's, even my little four-year-old granddaughter does it now. She wants to know something, she Googles it. So I'm going to talk today. I want to introduce you to the Friends of Adeline. Just would you guys please stand up? I mean, hold up your hand or something like that. And this is part of our group. This is part of our group. And what we do is we serve our community. We live in South Berkeley, and we work in South Berkeley, and we want South Berkeley to. It's been gentrified, and we want the community to come together as a whole, and we need each other. And it's a beautiful, it was, I used to live in the central part of South Berkeley on McGee and Russell. And when I first came here 45 years ago, the trees, I was thinking about this morning, the trees used to meet each other. When you ride down the street, the trees would, on both sides, they would meet each other. It felt like you had an umbrella underneath you when you rolled down the street. I thought, I had that vision this morning. I said, well, what happened to the trees? I mean, they must have stopped watering them or they cut some down. And now there's, you know, the city of Berkeley is cutting more trees down. And the trees, I mean, if you know a little bit about science, you know that the trees help you breathe better. It gives you oxygen. And to cut down our trees, we have to go and fight that. And look what happened when they had that fire. A lot of that fire absorbed some of the oxygen that we were, the stuff that we were breathing. I went about 2 weeks ago to wash down the mural, and it was little teeny specks. I mean, it was so small, they were micro specks of black spots that came from the fire, and they were all on the wall. And we had to take a brush and wash it down with vinegar to get the specks off the mural. So anyway, talking about trees. Now I'm wandering all over the place. Community and art. Okay, so I've always felt like art was a very important tool into bringing people together. And I've always wanted to, so I've never done a mural without people. I want to introduce you. How many people here that painted on a mural with me? Raise your hand, please, and stand up. You want to give them a hand, because, and it was many more people that came and painted, and some of these people here were just really dedicated to the mural that stood up. But there were children from Malcolm X School and Longfellow School, and if you notice at the bottom of the mural, that is nothing but flowers. There were children, only children painted the flowers down there. Little babies, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, on up, painted the flowers. So Malcolm X School came, Longfellow came, and Berkman Head School students came. And they painted on the flower. And some of my neighbors and friends of mine, children came. But just think of what pride children get in painting a mural. And then also, once I let the children go and paint on the mural, I got the parents as a community member. I done got them. I hooked them on, you know, because, my child painted on this mural. I'm going to go and work with these people. So it was just a wonderful experience seeing the children. I have lots of pictures of children first time painting on a mural. I even have my granddaughter, first time she painted a leaf and stayed in a line. She was 3 years old then. So so the first thing I did with the mural was to get the people together. So the first year, I got a grant from the city for $3,000. And what we did with the Friends of Adeline, now, remind you, I did not do this by myself. We had meetings, and we asked people for input on what was happening a long time ago on this mural. Because remember, this is the history of South Berkeley. We started from the Ohlone Indians, went to the Japanese encampment, went into in the 40s when people came from the South to work on the railroad, to work all over the place. Is this still going? No, it did stop. Could you keep on letting it go? Because I want to look to remember, too. Thank you.
I'll just start it again.
Okay, thank you very much. So this is where the Ohlone Indians, and Tammy, would you stand up? She painted most of the part about the Ohlone Indians, and she painted on the mural on Hayes and right across the street from North Berkeley, that park where the Ohlone Indians mural is, in that park across from the North Berkeley Senior Center. She painted with my friend Miranda Bergman that mural. So give her a hand. I want to thank Joanne, too. When I first met her, I just felt like she was just a happy, open person, just inviting me. I felt like I was invited to a house and I was invited to this church. I mean, it's the process that we went through to get me to here. It was a little resistance when I first heard about it, because it was approaching my son last year, and tomorrow's his birthday, and I didn't want to be doing anything but, I guess, crawl up in a ball and cry. But I decided that if he was here, he would be helping me. And tomorrow I'm doing something at Berkwood Hedge about the March on Lesson. Then I should continue on and do the work that I do. And that's what he would want me to do. So that's why I resisted. But I am so glad that I'm here today with all of you to tell you about community, because my main goal in this community is that it's not earthquake ready yet. You know, people have not signed up for classes for earthquake. And where I live on Fulton Street, we have, and we've done it, and I know how to do it, to organize for earthquake. And I don't think that we are going to be excluded from having an earthquake, that we are going to have an earthquake, and we all need to be ready. And what I started doing with my family is every birthday that we have, we have a tradition in my family that anybody's birthday come up, we're going to go out to dinner together and enjoy it. We used to go to each other's houses, but we decided that it was much easier just to go out to dinner. And the person who had the birthday picks the restaurant. Plus, they get a free meal, too, the birthday present. But what I do is I give them an earthquake kit. And so I fill up their backpack and then hand it to them. And they say, well, what is this? I said, well, get it when you get home. Yeah, what is all of this? I got soap and this and that. You're going to need that for the earthquake and everything. So anyway, I put creative stuff in there for them and even a book to read. So my great-grandsons do not like it. I mean, they just think it's just really silly that it's not going to be an earthquake. But each one of them have it. All my great-grandchildren have one now and some of my grandchildren. We all need each other in the community. It's just so strange that to have people live right next door to you and you don't know who they are or you don't know their children. Or a long time ago when I was raised, if you were outside playing and a neighbor seeing you doing something, your mother would hear about it. Or your father would hear about it before when they came home from work, if they worked. I mean, they were looking out of the window for you. They were always looking out of the window and watching the children. And we don't have a community like that. Children are being snatched up and teenagers are being followed. And it's we live in a different world now. And so that's why we need to go and really look out for each other and introduce ourselves to our neighbors and stuff. It was this woman that lived across the street. She's been living there 4 years. I have never really seen her until last year when we started painting the mural. And she was a trans person. And I started talking to her, and I said, well, I said, how long have you lived here? She said, 4 years. I said, well, where have you been? I have never seen you. I walk my dog, and I figure I know everybody in the block. And she said, I've been staying in the house. She said, but I do not come out. And so finally I convinced her to come paint with us. And she's paint, and now she comes out. I see her at Meet at Berkeley Bowl and everything, but she comes out. I think I helped her a little bit because I asked her to join us. And she worked with us for quite a while, didn't she, Tammy? Yeah, she worked with us for quite a while. She did a good job. So we have to include and not exclude anybody that's in our community, and even the homeless people. And so what I've done, and so each community I come into, I try to go and bring empathy for the homeless, for the people. So what I did at Birkwood Head and Longfellow was organize the children to bring gifts. The parents would bring gifts for the homeless, and the children would wrap the gifts. And it's just like razors, soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes, and stuff like that. And then I get the homeless to write them letters to say thank you. You know, we really needed this. This is something that helped us and stuff. So it's an exchange going back, and it's taking the fear from children. Children are afraid of homeless people. I mean, because parents don't want them to touch them, and we are moving away, and you're pretending that they're not there. And the children see it when they're walking down the street or driving in a car. They see all of it. So it has to be some explanation given to them, you know, and it's better for parents to say, well, we are contributing, we are helping, not ignoring these people who need so much help. So I think my time is up because I feel somebody behind me. But I love community. I love people. And I am so glad to be here again today. And I hope you enjoyed the movie. Not the movie, but the documentary. And I hope you invite me again. Thank you.